Good morning, how are we doing? I hope you can hear me. It's super windy. We're just about to get in the sea. I did an hour's workout at home and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna come out. We're gonna fucking smash a 3-4 miler out. Woo, out here. I wanted to get in the sea. We're gonna have to walk right out to try and get some depth. But I wanna talk about the battle. And it's the battle between what I used to call the black and the white knight. And what we used to have is two knights and have one sitting on each shoulder. And on one shoulder, one of the knights would be always telling me to take the easy option. Don't worry about doing that workout. Don't worry about getting up when the alarm goes. Don't worry about eating healthy. Have that drink, have that junk food. And then the other knight on the other side would always be like, let's do this. You need to do this. You owe this to yourself. And it's always a battle, whatever you do. Now, I knew that when I was doing my workout, I wanted to come down here and get myself in here. And naturally, it's not a natural thing to do. It's very difficult to come down. The water's freezing cold, okay? And you know there's a level of anxiety. And the whole time, you're going through the two nights. They're having two different conversations with you. In my language today, that's pretty much the chimp versus the elite operator mindset. The chimp doesn't want you to fucking win. It wants you to take the easy option. It wants you to take the easy life, the easy road, and guess what? On the other side of that, we don't get results from that. We're not happy. There's nothing that comes from putting stuff off and following what the chimp says. But if you follow the elite operator mindset, the one that will show up regardless of what's going on, regardless of what the chimp's telling you, you overcome boundaries, you build character, you see results over a period of time. And challenging yourself all the time is what's going to make life a little easier for you. When we was in the Marines, we used to say, train hard, foot to fight easy. And in life, it's very much about train hard to live easy. Okay, that means training not just physically, it's mentally and emotionally. It's doing all of the things that we say that we don't want to do. Building character, building resilience, building the force field from all of the toxic shit that is out there. It's how we move forwards. It's how we find our mission. It's how you show up. It's how you improve your relationships. It's how your kids look at you differently. It's how your wife looks at you differently. It's how your peers respond to you. It's how you look in the mirror. Everything should be an elite operator standard. Outstanding standard. No excuses. No fucking bullshit. All in on yourself until the day you fucking die and then you've left your legacy. No one leaves a legacy following the chimp mode. It's the one thing that we leave behind when we die. It's the legacy we leave to the people around us, the people closest to us, the difference that we made to those people, how we reacted around those people. And you do that with the elite operator standard, mindset, ethos. Don't fuck around with all of that chimp bullshit. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, excuses. Got a sore knee, train your upper body. Got a sore elbow, train your fucking legs. There are no excuses not to show up. Let's get to it. Let's start the week strong.